with his friend, special schus for Avi Mori Nimi Morasi Shiyichu, the schus ben Yamin Simcha ben Adina Minya, Rab Chaim Aaron ben Gila, the bracha ba'atzlacha, b'chol ma'aseh edem, u'briyus ha'shleima. In the Gemara in Maseches Bav Mitzia, it says, v'reish lakish, a minor girl doesn't have the capacity for her courtyard to acquire in her behalf, nor does she have the capacity for four amos to acquire in her behalf. A minor girl has the capacity for a courtyard to acquire in her behalf, and she has the capacity for four amos to acquire in her behalf. Maika Mifli, what's the machlokes? Mar Sava, Rabbi Yechanan holds, Chatzim Mishum Yadis Rabbi. A wife's acquisition of a bill of divorce by means of her courtyard is derived from her acquisition by means of her hand. Kiyechad yasleyad, yasleyad, just as a minor girl has the capacity to become divorced by placing the document in her hand, chatzunami yasle, she also has the capacity to become divorced by the placing of the document in her courtyard. Umar savar, chatzer mishum shlichus esraboi. Rish Lakish holds that acquisition by means of one's courtyard is derived from the laws of shlichus. Just like she cannot utilize the device of agency, she can't be mana shliach, chatzunami lesla. She also doesn't have the capacity to acquire by means of a courtyard. So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, ktana in lachatzer. So her chatzer can't be kone get for her. Her arba amos can't be kone for her. And why is that? That's according to one opinion. According to the other opinion, it can. Mishum yadis rabbi d'sli benasim biyad biyad rishus amash miyadis rishus. He took his whole eretz from his hand. Doesn't mean literally, by Midbar 21, his hand. What it means is, from their possession. He took his eretz from the possession. So, yad is possession. A woman has, you can put a get in her hand. And hand means possession, which means chatzer. So therefore she has a chatzer. Kechadis layad. If she knows how to guard her get, she's old enough to understand it's her get, then she doesn't keep coming back to the husband. Just like she can be divorced, so too, she also, her chatzer can also be kona for her. The other opinion holds, no, the chatzer is midin shlichus. Kechad shlichus lesla. Just like she doesn't have shlichus, Rashi mid Rabbi Rachmana shlichus la'adam. Person has shlichus v'shalach, melamed shishliach osa shliach, v'shisho shishliach, v'shucham melamed shisho isha osa shliach. Es rabbi nami chatzer, davi nami kishlucha, davi la kishlucha. So a woman can make a shliach, so her chatzer is also her shliach, just like she doesn't have shlichus, this ktana, because the ktana can't make a shlichus, bein begid, bein behesel, because it says ish, you have to be an adult, so too, her courtyard also cannot be kone for her. So it's mashma that according to the Mandi Omar that chotzer is mishum shlichus is rabbi. You don't need any special pasuk to say that a chotzer is begedr shliach. We say so misvara. And just like shliach is effective, so too chotzer is learned misvara from shlichus. That is the mashmos of Rashi. Rashi just says that a woman can make a shliach, and therefore we also learn chatzer. It's mashma, we learn it from sivara. And so it would appear from Rashi later on. What did Rashi write there? That the other Gemara says, is there anyone who could say that a wife's acquisition of a bill of divorce by her courtyard is not mishum yada? Because it says yada, ein li yada, gagal chatzer v'karpir for minayin. Talmud Lomar v'nasin mikol makom. So we also include her roof, her courtyard, and her enclosure from the word v'nasin mikol makom, which implies anywhere in her possession. So from this brisa we see that the acquisition by courtyard, chatzer, is not mishum shlichutz, it's mishum yad. And there Rashi says that if you want to learn from shlichus, it already says it's shilcha. Malamech yisol to shliach. But all you learn from there is that a woman can make a shliach. You don't say anything about chatzer. So it's mashma from Rashi that you can figure out on your own. You can figure out on your own that if she can make a shliach, then her chatzer can also be her shliach. That's the svara. But we have to understand, what's the pshitus to say that just like a shliach is effective, so too a chatzer is effective mishum shlichus? Maybe you can make a shliach, that's a gavra, that's you appoint a person to be a shliach. But who says that works for a chatzer? A chatzer, the shliach has the din of the mishaleach. You appoint a person who has das, and this person is acting on your behalf, so the shliach works for the mishaleach. But mehechit teisi that a chatzer should be a shliach, that's a big chiddush. Why is it so pasha to Rashi? So Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Agon Reb Nosson's Geshtetner Zetzal explained based on the Imre Bina in Choshen Mishpat and Kuntres HaKinyonim in the name of the Tosis Rid that the Chatzer Shalom Kona Lo Shaloi Midaito is because the das of a person b'shal shezocha ba'achotzer, when you're zoicha in the chotzer, your das is that everything that comes into your chotzer is going to be yours, ayin sham. It emerges then that Chatzero have a shapir doyme l'shliach, that your chotzer is similar to a shliach. It emerges that your chotzer is similar to a shliach, because on Sade we are witnesses, we can testify to the fact that you were memana your chotzer a shliach to be kona for you everything that entered into the chotzer. So that sounds okay, but still it's difficult to understand. Your chotzer still isn't doyma l'shliach, because by shliach, the shliach is mechavin and maskim to be mekabel on himself din shlichus, and therefore he becomes a shliach. But by a chotzer, it's true that the mishalech, in other words, the baal chotzer, is memanim a shliach. Nevertheless, you don't have the scum of the shliach. In other words, the chotzer to be mekabel the shlichus. How do we know in such a case he becomes a shliach? So, Nosson explained that we can understand this based on the chelkas yoyev. In Evan Ezer and Simon Lamed Beis, she'ein sorich beratzon hashliach l'shlichuso. You don't need the ratzon of the shliach. And therefore, if the shliach was mevata l'shlichus, and then he changed his mind, he doesn't need a new minui. Ayin sham, in the Chalkas Yoav, because you don't need his ratzon. So even if he was mevata his ratzon, he wasn't mevata l'yatzim shlichus. Look also in the Taz in Ebenezer and Kufnum Aleph Siv Kut Mem Dalet, and in the Pischei Tshuva shall say the Raget and Simon Kufnum Dalet Siv Kut Mem Gimel. So if so, we understand that Chatzar becomes a person's Shliach, even though a Chatzar doesn't have Das, it's because you don't need the Das of the Shliach to be Makabal the Shlichus. And that there's no Shlichus for a Kutn, that's only because it's Xeris HaKosev, it's not because he doesn't have Das. That the shalech can't be memane a katan ayin b'Rabbi Akiva Eger b'chadushim t'ksubis yir aleph amir aleph, why there's no shlichus l'katan. So hopefully in a future shir we'll go into this more. In the tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer in Yoridei and Simon Shin Yud, he was mechadesh that if the Torah would not have taught us, if the Torah would not have been mechadesh any kinyanim, so neither for Yisrael nor for Bnei Noach, so the Noach Shebolim would be that a person would buy something from his friend with money, and then he would take it home, and then when it's home, when he takes it home, it's his. Matana Metzia, he takes it to home, it's his. And then we wouldn't need all these Kinyanim Mechudashim. And then we have these Kinyanim that were Mischadish Al Pitora. You're Kona with Kesef, you don't have to take it. You're Kona with Meshicha, you don't even have to take it home. All these different Kinyanim, that it says in the Gemara Chatzero, Mitam Yaro Shlichus, So that's also, that's a chiddush of the Torah. So nitna Torah v'nischat shahalacha. Shavadei de shalomi daito lo yachatzer akonol. That your chatzer is konol shalomi daito. Even what goes in there shalobi yidiyaso is mitam yador or mitam shlichus. And chatzer of a katan or a ktana, even midaitam, they're not b'nei kinyan, and ain't b'maseim klum. And therefore, it shouldn't be effective, if not for the Torah, fact the Torah was megalav and asan biyada, which is marbe chatzera v'karpifa, etc. And get also, which is bal korcha to davar mechudish, to be makna somebody, to give something to someone against his will. That a person is kone gneva, kinyan gneva, which makes him chayev ba'ones, or chayev in kefil, that's a chiddush of the Torah, because otherwise you would say that it's never in his rishus, it's never considered that it belongs to him, because it always belongs to the master, so the Torah is mechadish, no. That if it's in his hand, he has to pay for onsim. He has to pay kefil. So that's the yesod of the Chatzim Sofer. You can look there. This is in Yaradeya and Simon Shin Yud. So based on this, Rabbeinu Nosson was miyashiv the kashiv the minchas chinuch that l'shitas Rashi besuka dibar maschil kol ha'ezroch the davreshen or shavu pruta ain't bo kinyan. So frekta minchas chinuch, if it doesn't have a shavu pruta, there's no kinyan. So Harry Yotze with matz and arava that don't have a shavu pruta, and therefore it's not lachem. If without a shavu pruta, it's not lachem, you'd have no kinyan. So then how are you yotze b'chlal? And it needs to be lachem. And if it's not a shavaprutah, it can't be lachem by definition, because a shavaprutah doesn't have a proper halacha kinyan. So the darko shalachasim sofer, we can understand very well that when something is mamish in your hand and was given to you meratzen amakne b'chai gavna, he would be kona even before matan Torah. This is what's called in the academic literature mishpat hativi, natural law. It was talked about as Rishim and Shkop, his famous yisod that kinyanim starts with the fact that it's yours. And then the Torah is built on that, that you're not allowed to steal from somebody after natural law says that it belongs to this person, even if it didn't necessarily make a proper kinyan. But, you know, I'm living in my house, and then somebody else just comes in his hat, came to my house and starts living here, mechitesi. It's my house. He doesn't have any claims on it. So it's natural law that I'm living here, and this is my house, even if I didn't necessarily make a proper halacha kinyan. So somebody coming in and kicking me out, so that's a famous yisod, a lot of discussion about that Reb Shimon. That it's predicated on the Dine Gzeil and the like, Nechosh and Mishpat are predicated on natural law. So what that means is a big discussion. But the bottom line is that we see the same idea here in the Chasim Sofer. That there's an idea of natural law that if the Torah hadn't been given, then if you're mamish, somebody gives you something and he says it's yours, and then you take it and you put it in your pocket, so that's it, it's yours. So before Matan Torah, they're even kona pachas mishava pruta. By a goy, pachas mishava pruta is considered momen erev in samach beis amar alef socher min ha'akum afilu pachas mishava pruta. So if so, where the davar hanikne is in your hand b'shlemos and it's coming midas makane, you don't need a special Torah dika kinyan. You can have a kinyan al piyam mishpat ativi even. You can have a kinyan based on natural law, just that the guy gave it to you. You put it in your pocket and it's yours. I go to the matzah factory. I buy a box of a box of matzahs already. A shavapruta, but I buy from somebody a piece of matzah. Somebody gives me a piece of matzah, so it becomes mine. It's a famous kasha of how a guest is yotze. We never make a kinyan on the matzah. It has to be lachem. So the answer is that when I'm sitting at someone's table and he gives me a piece of matzah, even if it's not worth a shavapruta, the very fact that he gave it to me and I put it on my plate and he's giving it to me to eat, so it means that it's mine. So kinyanim that are kona before matan Torah, The chiddush here is work even after Man Torah. So matzah rava, even though you didn't make a proper halacha kinyan because it's not a shavu pruta, but since al pi hamishpat ativia, according to natural law before Matan Torah, it would have been a proper kinyan that you take it and you take it home and you take it in your hand. It was given to you b'das makne, so that's considered a valid kinyan. So this is a very interesting topic, and hopefully we'll discuss it more in the future. And b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, we will b'ritzos Hashem continue, and Hashem should just give us life and health and simchas chaim and everything we need, financial stability, ruchsa nefesh, everything we need in order to serve in Be'emes. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.